Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I know everybody's got cabin fever. Everybody wants to get back to normal. We talked to Scott Boyle with DOTD earlier, and I think this is a cogent point that he's got people out there because they have black ice and little 5 foot by 5 foot patches on hundreds of miles of roadway that if somebody hits that, it could cause an accident and send you careening into on somebody else or into whatever. And they're out there breaking it up with sledgehammers and propane. And that's a 5 by 5 foot square or patch, figure that, over hundreds and hundreds of miles of highway. And that's what they're working against to try to get it open. I would imagine the causeway is similar. And with that, we go to Carlton Dufour Show, who is the executive director of the causeway. How you doing, Carlton?
Tommy, man, you nailed it. That's the that's the challenge. We got 98 miles of roadway. And if we got that one little 5 or 10 foot square foot patch of ice, that could cause a tremendous catastrophe. And look, on having said that, I am very I got a doggone good feeling in the bones today. We're checking the bridge out. We're getting the sun up right now again. I am very hopeful that we will be able to have southbound traffic open by 9 o'clock this morning. We do have first responders going across the bridge right now, but that's single lane operations. We may still be single lane depending upon the residuals left on the bridge. The northbound bridge, from what I heard pre-dawn, was still had a good deal of snow piled up against one of the curbs. But we do have one lane passable there. Look, buddy, everybody's been working like heck, and you guys too. The message to all of everybody, not only our commuters, but anyone that's driving today is, man, be extra doubly secret cautious when you get behind the roads. Even with all of our checking, there is likely some little piece of ice we will miss someplace because the sun's just coming up. And that's just one more reason to, nobody drive like a bat out of heck today, please. Behave yourselves, and we're getting there. It's like a couple of days after a hurricane when the utility companies start going around and starting seeing lights come on and all that good stuff. So I think by this afternoon we'll be out of it, but I'm very optimistic right now that we'll be able to get folks going southbound by 9 o'clock, hopefully northbound shortly thereafter.
Southbound 9 o'clock, single lane only, right?
Right now it's single lane only. If we're – and Tommy, we're looking at it right now with the sun coming up. If we're able to get two lanes, we will just as soon as we can.
All right. Northbound, any idea on that, Carlton?
It's going to be shortly thereafter. Northbound will definitely be single lane because we still have a good deal of snow up against the right curb on that one. So it'll be probably left lane northbound.
All right. So for the afternoon commute, the reverse way when people are going home.
Hey, buddy, the good Lord was with us yesterday with a lot of sunshine. We're going to get rid of that residual stuff and have two lanes open this evening.
By maybe early this afternoon, maybe 2-3 o'clock, both lanes open, both directions. I'm trying to close you here, Carlton. What's it going to take?
Bets on us, buddy.
Huh? What's it going to take to put you in this car today? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to close it. But
look,
5 o'clock
here. I think we're going to be able to get two lanes open northbound before 3 o'clock.
Okay. And that would mean also you'd have two lanes open southbound by then, right?
We're going to have two lanes open southbound, I would hope, by noon at the latest. Okay. Actually, I hope sooner than that. But, again, the sun's just coming up. We need to take a good look at it. I cannot say enough, but not only you guys, particularly WWL Radio, getting the news out with the information out to everybody. But our staff's been working around the clock now for I don't remember how many hours, and we had tremendous support from both ends of the bridge, from the parishes, from actually several private companies. The governor even called us a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And everybody coming together on this is what makes this crazy daggone place so doggone good.
Yeah, but you know what, Carlton, another word about, because I was driving home Wednesday evening, I think, and saw people driving like crazy, and I knew it was going to happen. It led them to close, at NOPD's request, the Crescent City Connection, which is not. It's open one lane now, but just drive carefully. Just use some common sense,
no,
please, and don't screw
Tommy,
it up for everybody.
You're right. Just a handful of people, one individual can ruin it, not only for themselves, but for thousands of others, literally. Especially on a situation like today. So the message is always, you get behind the wheel, pay attention.
We're just about there. Hang on a little bit more. By tomorrow, this is all going to be a memory. Thank you, Carlton Dufour Show.
Buddy, bye.
You bet. We'll take a break and come back. Talk with Paul LaGrange, WWL.